From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It is amazing the different reasons that people have for not belonging. You hear reason after reason as to why people don't want to belong. When you get to draw breath and let the glaze drift from your mind, it becomes apparent that we really don't know what is happening and why it has. What I'm getting at is, as a community, we sit back and watch the struggle to keep bodies going, and if the organisation gets going, there are the knockers that berate it and its members for being successful. If the body fails, there are the vultures waiting to pick the carrion and leave the bones as mute exhibits of the past. Perhaps the great dramatic events of the past have shaped more of our success than we give them credit for doing. For instance, the WIA grew out of the camaraderie that followed the First World War and the dreadful influenza pandemic of 1919-1920. Both service personnel and civilians had lived through events which bound them, and the growth of community organisations is not surprising in the aftermath of the wartime deprivation. Likewise, the country had a policy of rebuilding during the late 1940s and 50s as industry returned to peace and men and women rebuilt lives. The military disposed of untold tons of equipment that was no longer needed, and radio and electronics flooded the resellers' shop fronts. Amateur radio had people who knew the benefit of radio communications and the comfort that radio broadcasting provided. It was a period that reinvigorated recreational electronics. It was not so much the involvement in the war in Vietnam, but the curiosity of the public towards the 11-meter citizens band that had begun in the USA that caught the imagination of the next generation of hobbyists. The solid-state revolution had revolutionised the consumer electronics industry, and a low-cost entry point to radio communications capitalised on these factors. The CB boom, as it was known in Australia, engulfed hundreds of thousands of enthusiasts, and inevitably there were those who found the allure of the amateur bands enticing them. That is history, and today we are facing the situation where interests have changed and involvement in the structure of recreational radio is much diminished. The nuts and bolts that have to be attended to are still there, but the willing people are getting harder to find. For those that are working behind the scenes, the pressure is on them to perform more than 100%, and the help that they need is yet to come through. In World War I, the British used the image of Lord Kitchener as a recruiting aid. This is radio, so I have no picture to give you, but to paraphrase the poster, amateur radio needs you. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.